Do you in your book suggest how we can encourage people who are presently suffering when we have gone through a similar type of suffering and not saying things that are trite?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Sue, for bringing that up. Yes, actually about the last third of the book, If God is Good, there's a substantial amount on helping people in suffering. The first part of the book lays the foundation biblically, theologically. Here's what God says, sovereignty and free will and the centrality of Jesus, who is the answer that's greater than, you know, than every question. But then the practicalities, and you alluded, Sue, to really what is based on 2 Corinthians 1, that God comforts us in our sorrow, that we may be able to comfort others in their sorrow in the same ways that God has comforted us. And that's why we should be able to look at every grief, every evil that we've experienced in our life, all the suffering we've experienced, and say, God has used that to prepare me to reach out and be his vessel, to be his messenger to other people, to comfort them with what the comfort we've received. And, you know, when I've gone through something that's at least somewhat similar to the person that I'm ministering to, hopefully I will remember that I didn't want to hear trite answers, mm-hmm. and I still don't want to hear them. And if we do it with the heart of God, you know, it's interesting to me, God doesn't offer trite answers. God does not just throw stuff at us. He weeps, he cares, he cared enough to go to the cross for us, and I think we should not feel that we must always answer the question, because it's like Job's friends made the mistake of trying to give these great theological answers to Job, but in fact, they missed the boat. When God appears to Job, he basically says, Job, I am way bigger than you can imagine, and you haven't known the answers. But then he says to him, where were you when I created the universe? And then with divine sarcasm, he actually says to Job, surely you know, surely you can answer these questions I'm asking you, answer these questions, for you have lived so many years. You know, and what he's saying is, Job, you just don't know. But I do, and I'm calling upon you to trust me. And one day you'll know that your faith in me was justified. And meanwhile, if you're looking for evidence, look at the nail prints on my hands.